It's a very testing time for all of us at the moment. You know that as well as I do. COVID, fire situation, the smoke. So many different aspects too to our financial existence at the moment. It's a tough time. And so for that reason, I thought it might be nice just to learn to breathe again. Just to learn to get through our survival. And Lizana Eriks is our conflict resolution expert. And you're the go-to girl. Lizana, thanks for joining us on 6PR.
Oh, thanks, Oz, for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, I know that I'm grabbing you on this Thursday evening, but we need words of wisdom from you, because are you feeling the pinch at the moment yourself?
Yeah, I guess it can be overwhelming. There's lots of information out there. There's, COVID and the fires, there's so much happening. I mean, personally, I'm doing okay. I'm really grateful for that, but I'm also, worried for communities and people out there. So, yeah, definitely, it's a difficult week.
So if we're doing it tough, and I must admit, I have had moments, compliments of the lockdown, the mask being on the face, just going down to get petrol or milk and bread.
Or running, if you tried that with a mask.
No, I haven't. Yeah, good luck. You can have that one. That's fine. I'll just stick to walking and sitting on the lounge chair. Thanks very much. But between you and the doorpost, I've had some moments as well, and I consider myself reasonably positive. When you get pushed into a corner or shoved into a corner or just placed gently into the corner, it's almost the same result. Heart starts to beat a little bit faster. You think to yourself, I'm in a dark room. How do I get out of this? What are the tricks? Help me out.
Well, I think it's really important. Like, so one of the things I really talk about is the language that we use, and I think it also is important for the leaders that at the moment are out there. I'm watching the news and watching how everyone is speaking, and I think one of the things that is really important to think about is to focus on what you want. So what most of my clients or people I speak to talk about is what they don't want. So I don't want this to happen. I don't want to panic. I don't want to feel anxious. I don't want to feel overwhelmed. But I guess your brain can't process negatives. And what happens is that you actually start focusing on the things what you don't want, and you will get more of that. So, Rod, if I ask you and said, Rod, I don't want you to think about a lemon, what is the only thing you can think about right
now? Okay, Lizana, the only thing that I can think about at the moment is that you called me Rod and not Todd.
Sorry.
So now that I've got the name right, and look, I got your name right, it's only fair you get my name right.
Come on. That is absolutely fair. So, I can't believe I did that. Sorry, Todd.
That's okay. Let's go back to the lemon. Let's go back. Lizana.
Okay, I'll do it again.
No. We're not doing it again. We're not. This is live radio. You're talking to me live on radio. Don't say, just go back to the lemon, and you're talking about, okay, now I'm thinking about the lemon, Lizana. Okay, so what's the process?
Well, basically, the thing is that you can only think about a lemon. So the more you say, I don't want to think about a lemon, the more you're going to think about a lemon. So what you want to do is to not use words as don't panic, I don't want to feel overwhelmed, but you're going to go, okay, what is it that I want? So talk about, I want to feel calm, I want to support people, I want to connect to people, I want to trust, whatever it is that you want to do. I mean, it is different for everyone what they are wanting to do, but really focus on that. That would be one thing that I would suggest. And the other thing is always to try to find something that you can be grateful for. And sometimes that's really difficult, and I can really understand that that's easier said than done for a lot of people right now. But it does really help, because some circumstances you can't change. They just are the way they are. But if you can find something to be grateful for, that does really help with your mindset. So I always say to people, I know it's not easy, but is there something you can be grateful for? And what is it that you want to focus on? So instead of the whole don't want, what do you want?
Do you know what? I think you've hit the nail on the head. The language that we hear from our leaders is so important. When we have confidence in our leaders, we listen to them, we admire them, they put us in a safety zone, which is pretty a nice place to be. Plus, I never thought about it before, but you've hit the nail on the head. The number of people that I say, I don't want to panic. But in saying that, you've started the process. I am grateful. The number of people that call up on 6PR and will give us the facts and figures, but I'm so grateful that no one has been severely injured or killed in this burning situation. The community spirit that I'm aware of in our community at the moment to look after those in need is awesome.
It's amazing.
So that's and I think it's a balance thing. Is that a fair call? The balance between the negative energy and the positive. You've got to find the positive, and I think language is important.
Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't mean you can't grieve. It doesn't mean, you know, I'm not saying to people, listen, if you lost your home, you can't be extremely sad and upset and grieving. That's a normal process, because I'm also not for suppressing emotion. That's not what I'm talking about. Mm. It's more like the general language, and then everyone jumps online and says the same thing, and it gets all amplified, and everyone's posting about how people are, you know, running through the shops for toilet paper. You know what I mean? So, and that just, it just gets bigger and amplified. So it's not around suppressing emotion. It's not about not being able to grieve about really sad things. It's more that as a community we focus on the things we want and keeping each other calm and feeling supported and connected.
Lizanna, I'm really happy I thought about this question too. because my question to you is, if we stay on our social media all day, will our fears be amplified or diminished?
Well, it depends a little bit what you look at, I would say, but at the moment you can't really see much else. So I think it's really good to switch off on it sometimes, and I think it's good to stay, you know, up to date with what's happening. Obviously, everyone wants to know what's happening tomorrow night with the lockdown and things like that. But it is good to switch off from it at all, and, you know, connect with your children or do some simple tasks like cooking, just to get rid of the overwhelm and just sort of, you know, keep yourself sane, I would suggest.
I was also told that 10... Well, not. I mean, I did 10 deep breaths and nearly passed out from got all head spins and stuff. So let's assume three or four nice, easy, flowing breaths. Does that help? Mm.
Absolutely. So when your brain goes in overdrive, so it's like that's why we call it, I guess, flip the lid. So your prefrontal cortex just goes, you know, it doesn't connect. So that's where you make your rational decisions and things like that. So when you feel really stressed out, you have stress hormones going through your body, and the more you focus on what you're stressed about, the more your body keeps producing those hormones. So it will keep going. So breathing is one of the most powerful ways to actually calm yourself and your brain down. So you hit the nail on the head there, Todd, not Rod, and that makes a huge difference to calming yourself down. Absolutely.
And of course, I've got to ask this as well: the benefit of music. I've got music in the soul. The band isn't working at the moment. Compliments of the lockdown situation. Everything's been postponed.
Do you play in the band?
Yes, I do. But that's
amazing.
Yeah, that's Rod, not Todd. that's another story. But anyway, the music scenario for me is so important. When I'm feeling forlorn, when I'm feeling black, like thunder clouds are starting to come through, or feeling really sorrow and taking on other people's pain, feeling their pain, when I'm extremely worried about family members who are in the line of fire as such, literally, I find music just kicks. And not only that, it doesn't have to be the same music. Sometimes I like to hear some overblown AC/DC just ramping through the speakers. And other times it could be Paul Kelly. It could be anything. Mm. But I think music is important. Please tell me you agree, Lizanna.
Oh, no, I think music is amazing for the soul. It's really nice if you play an instrument just to have an outlook like that. My oldest son does play AC/DC, which has an electric guitar sometimes, so I do get to experience that as well. But it's also around sometimes you just want to dance. Physiologically, you also, if you put your hands up in the air and you smile or you dance, it's really hard to feel sad. So your mind and your body really work together as well. So that can be a really good way to uplift your spirit. Absolutely, dancing, music, or it can be soothing, like you said. Maybe it's something that a song that you really connect with for some reason.
See, so these are all positives. These are all positives, aren't they? And the other one is too, the gift of giving. More than ever, we feel as if we need to give to other people. And a lot of people want to donate, you know, lounge chairs and help out with cushions and help out with fridges and everything. My philosophy is, you know, that makes it very hard in this moment as the fire still exists and certain homes have been burnt. So there's no place that these can be stored. My philosophy is put them on Marketplace, put them on eBay, sell them to someone that really needs the product, keep the money, and then donate to the Lord Mayor's Relief Fund. I think
of
giving.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
I reckon
that's a win.
Yeah, and just to support each other. I mean, I've experienced my parents' house burning down, and it's really quite a traumatic experience. So I think it's just what we're seeing. Everyone is pouring out, but also it has to be a long term process. These people are going to be in this for a little while. It's not that tomorrow they have their house back, so it's also not doing it just now, but also in the next. Well, I don't know how long that we support each other through it.
Yeah, very important, very very important, Lizanna, because in 4 months, 6 months, 8 months, 12 months. These families, that have lost these homes will still need our support, and we will be for sure. Lizanna, thank you very much for your time. It's Todd Johnston here talking to
you. I'm never going to live that down, am I?
No, never. I'm looking forward to talking to you at a later stage in life, and I'll be introducing you as Glenda.
Oh, that's okay. You can do that. Let me just even and then we forget about it.
Lizanna Eriks is our conflict resolution expert here on 882-6PR. Lizanna, thank you so much for your expertise tonight.
All right, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed that.
Here comes the all-new Kia Stonic SUV. Step up into the latest SUV on the block and see it all with an elevated ride height. Packed with a turbocharged punch. Up-to-date smart tech, striking two-tone colour range,